Monday, May 3rd, the day of the big demonstration. It all went reasonably well. They were able to keep traffic open all day and keep the city under control, although a lot of the demonstrators were running loose. Ultimately, they ended up arresting about 8,000 of them and holding them in a stockade sort of setup out at Kennedy Stadium. They finally put them back into Uline Arena to hold them up for tonight and started processing them through and releasing them after putting up bail. The president was concerned that we perhaps should let them out and let them disrupt traffic rather than keeping them locked up and putting forth would appear that they're all being badly treated. For the rest of the morning, we a lot of odds and ends, and I went through all of my folders, the whole ambassador list, and made some decisions on it. He made a couple phone calls and your question and the whole question of whether to make require that the demonstrators be the damage they do to them. The general notes that he had, then he got into the how to handle the demonstrated but hastily backed out of it and more or less took over. On the plane coming back, he made the point that he wants Rogers to get him to go to work on the Pope. And he's sensitive and strongly urge they try to develop some way to zero in on it and make that the lead Pope. Style again in his press conference, still wondering whether he could get more. The cool posture is a good contrast to other people. We discussed all of this in that context, but the press conference did do some good. And a favorable reaction. He wants to be sure we hit the Democratic responsible for their extremists and calling them the smearing them the way they did him in 62. There are extremists. He then had his version of Honor America Day and came up with the straight TV instead of trying to go try for all three networks at the time and get Red Skelton, Jackie Gleason, Luke Linkletter, Helen Hayes, Pearl Bailey, Johnny Cash, Flipwell, the people of the King family appeared tribute, a salute to U.S. peace forces around the world, the Annapolis Glee Club, and so on. Sounds like a pretty good idea if we can pull it together. And the president and I went up to the Lincoln sitting room for about a half an hour while John reported on the results of the demonstration. The president was and the way the thing had been handled, it does appear that it's worked out extremely well for us, at least so far. End of May 3rd.